Okay, here we are on Sadeke on Aleph, and we got up to the Mali Prapa Paura. So we're up to the very beginning of the fourth line. Says the Gemara, we haven't yet established the fears for Gneva Va'aveda when it comes to a Shoel. How do we know about that? Maybe you'll tell me, well, we can derive that from the case of Shvur Lameta. Because after all, if the Shoel would be chayav on Shvur Lameta, then the Shoel should also be chayav on Gneva Va'aveda. The Shvur Lameta is an onus, a complete onus. And the Gneva Va'aveda is not a complete onus, because the Shoel Nekos is chayav on it. So why should the Shoel not be chayav on Gneva Va'aveda? No, says the Gemara, that wouldn't be a proper limud, because maybe Shvur Lameta, the reason the Shoel is chayav on Shvur Lameta, is the loefsha lemitrach v'asriye. That's because there's no way to get it back. So having a complete loss, who's going to be responsible for that loss? We say that the Shoel is responsible for the loss. Tomar v'gneva v'aveda de'efsha lemitrach v'asriye. Mashenken, when it comes to gneva v'aveda, where it's not a complete loss, it's somewhere, you just have to find it. So maybe there it would be up to the Baalim to find it. Because after all, it's still available to them if they try hard enough. So that's itself not a riot. But we can learn it from the following. It says in the Parsha of Shoel, it mentions only Shvura Umeita, doesn't mention the case of Gneva Va'aveda. So the Braita points out, how do we know that there's also a fear on Gneva Va'aveda? I'm the Kalva Koker. It's obviously a Kalvachomer, because if a Shomer Socher who is potter on Shvura of the Mesa is nonetheless Chayev on Gneva Va'aveda, then a Shoel who is Chayev on Shvura Mesa should certainly be Chayev on Gneva Va'aveda. Mizel Kalvachomer Shein Olav Teshuva. This is something that is absolute. Don't try to ask me any questions. What would those questions have been? I mean, obviously somebody is sensitive to questions. I mean, when you say Ain't Allah Teshuva, my Ain't Allah Teshuva, what question exactly were you addressing? Well, because I know what you're thinking. You've got our old standby, our old glorious standby about Shalom Teshuva Kefo by Kareem Tainan's comment, right? So you'll say, of course, this time it has a little bit of a variation on a theme. But we could, let's assume for a moment that Lista Mizuyan is a ganav. Right? Because why would a Lista Mizuyan be a ganav and not a Goslin? Because he needs his weapons. And if somebody who is really willing to stand up there and take what he wants doesn't need to threaten you with a mask and a gun. So we could view him as a ganav. If he's a ganav, then a Shomer Socher who would claim to be potter because he was attacked by a highway robber who was armed, he would be potter. Then if it turned out that he swore and he was lying, he would have to pay kefo. It would be the equivalent of throwing Sinat Ganav. Such a case would be inconceivable by a Shoel. Why? Because a Shoel, by definition, would be chayav the moment he said he was attacked by a highwayman, right? So you could tell me that the Shomer Socher is therefore more chamur than the Shoel, because the Shomer Socher ends up paying double, where a Shoel will never pay double. And therefore you cannot make a Kal V'Chomer from the Shomer Socher to the Shoel. That's what you'll try to tell me. And I know that that's what you're thinking. So you'll say, but he does see that inside. But he said, Nikol Mifrach Mala Shomer Socher. Shekein Mishalim Tashlo Mekefo Betoin Ta'anat Listi Mizuyan. Nonetheless, the reason I say that that's not a question on my Kal V'Chomer is again because of our old standby answer that the Karna, the Shoel, paying Karen without having to swear, when you say that I was attacked by a Lishtim Mizuyan, so the Shoel would have to pay. That Karen of the Shoel is Adifa, is more Chomer than the Tashlume Kefal of the Torin Tainas Lishtim Mizuyan of the Sofer, because obviously the only reason that you're being able to be put into a position where you would have to pay Kefo is because you were able to get out of the Tashlumin in the first place. You can't view that, you can't possibly view that as a Chumra than the Tashlumin Kefo. It's basically is the derivative of a Kula. Iboikshema, or I could tell you that there's no such case. There's a dangerously vulnerable position there. I could tell you there's no such case. Why is there no such case? Because I could tell you that at least in Mizuyan is not considered to be a ganav at all. He's considered to be a gazlan, since he does it openly. And as a gazlan, I advise you to take that thing off, because you know where you're going to be in a minute. I could see the comfort in the way he was warned already at that. So, all right, we'll give it a try. All right. So therefore, the moment that he says that he was attacked by the least in his union, even if he swears about it, he would only have to pay parent if it turns out that he's lying, because there's no din of toying tanat ganav on a least in. It has to be toying tanat ganav and not toying tanat gazlan. Okay, so this establishes the din of the chiyuv of the shoel on geneva vave. How about Ba'alav imo for geneva vaveda on the shoah? That hasn't been established. Because after all, the Ba'alav imo lo yishalem is talking about the case mentioned in the pasuk. The case mentioned in the pasuk is the nishbar omeis. So what about the case that we just imported, so to speak, with our kavakoda from the soka, from the shomer soka? Would that also be potter? If the Baalim had been hired by him or was doing something for him at the time of the She'ela, or is only Shvura Umeisa prop? But he came in Nelech Mishvura Umeisa, and you'll tell me, well, I mean, it should be the same as the Shvura Umeisa, right? Not necessarily. Because Shvura Umeisa is an Onate. And therefore, as an Onate, it's logical to say that it was really not supposed to be chayiv, but all right, since he's a shoel, so we'll make him responsible even for a total accident. But if Ba'alav imo, where he's no longer standing in place of the Ba'alim entirely, so then when it comes to a complete accident, we won't say that he's chayiv, right? See, Neva Vaveda is not a complete accident. And the fact that Ba'alav imo makes you potter on a complete accident doesn't mean that Ba'alav imo will make you potter on Geneva Vaveda, which is not a complete accident. Therefore, you cannot learn out the din of Ba'alav imo from Shvura Umeisa, where Ba'alav imo is potter. Because Mala Shvura Umeisa, Shekein Oni. Elagoma Mishomer Sacha. We learn it out from the Shomer Sacha. The fact that the Shomer Sacha is potter on Ba'alav imo with Geneva Vaveda is the reason that a shoel is potter on Ba'alav imo with Geneva Vaveda. Yeah, except for one minor problem. Where does it say anything about Ba'alav imo by Shomer Sacha? The din of Ba'alav imo is only said in the parsha of the shoel, which is the third parsha. So Shomer Sacha gufei minolan. Where do we know the din of a ptur of Ba'alav imo with the Shomer Sacha? Well, gam rechiyuv the Shomer Sacha rechiyuv the shoel. That already makes sense. Let's learn out the chiyuvim of the Shomer Sacha, which is the Geneva Vaveda, from the chiyuvim of the Shoel. So just like the Shoel was chayev even on the Shvura Umeisa, the Baalim is patur, so too the Shomer Sacha, who is not chayev on Shvura Umeisa, but is chayev on the Geneva Vaveda, so he too, apkan the Baalim patur. No, when you say we can learn out one from the other, exactly how do you intend to learn it out? But my goma, I mean, are you going to say, well, it's a mamatino, just like we find this to be true about the shoel, so too shall we find it true about the shomer sacha? I mean, it's not the same at all. We can ask what we asked before. The case of Ba'alav imo that appears by the shoel is what? A case of a tour on an onet. Well, okay, obviously, I'm more likely to let someone off of an onet because of Ba'alav imo than I'm going to let him off because of something else, right? Because of Geneva Vaveda. So the very fact that the Shomer Sacha is not chayiv on an onet would be the reason that the Shomer Sacha does not have a tour of Ba'alav imo at all. So how do you derive it from a mamatino? I mean, a mamatino means that it's similar, but in what way is it similar? Ella, I'll tell you, It's an actual limud. It's a limud from the Vav. Because the parsha of Shoal begins not with Ki Yish'al, but rather Vichi Yish'al. Now, Vichi Yish'al means that the Vav is Mosif Alinyan Rishon. It's telling me that this parsha of Shoal is a continuation of the previous parsha of the Shomer Sachar. In which case, Yilamed al Yom Yitachon. That means that we can learn the upper parsha, the previous parsha, the parsha of Shomer Sachar. We can learn from the lower parsha, the parsha of Shoal. To tell me, just like the parsha of Shoal is Pater if Baalav Imo, so to the parsha of Shomer Sachar is Pater if Baalav Imo. Okay. So now we're learning now the din of Tur by Geneva Vaveda of the Shomer Sachar if Baalav Imo from the Tur of Baalav Imo of the Shoal on Shmura Umeita, correct? That's very nice, except that you're trying to derive the Tur of Baalav Imo on Geneva Vaveda by a Shoal from the Tur of Baalav Imo on Geneva Vaveda of the Shomer Sachar. Now that does not follow. Why? Because, you see, Akati Shoal mi Shomer Sachar, Logoma. You still can't learn the Shoal Tur out of the Shomer Sachar Tur. Remember, what we're doing over here is we're going back and forth. We started with the Shoal Razachiyah on Shvura Umeita. And on that eve of Shvura Umeita, we were told that if Baalav Imo, we would nonetheless be Potter. So we said, okay, but what about a Shomer Sachar, who anyway is Potter on an Onet of Shvura Umeita, and is Chayev on Geneva Vaveda? Would there be a Ptur of Geneva Vaveda if Baalav Imo? So we said, well, the Torah tells us with that extra Vav, that Vaki Yishal, the same Ptur that applies to a Shomer, to a Shoal, on Shvura Umeita, if the Barim is with you, applies to a Shomer Sachar on Geneva Vaveda. Now you want now to turn around and say, okay, if that's the case, we can now derive back the Shoal from the Shomer Sachar. And we can say, now that we know that Baalav Imo is a Ptur on Geneva Vaveda by Shomer Sachar, which we learned out from the Shoal with the Vav, let's now derive the Shoal from the Shomer Sachar and tell us that just like the Shomer Sachar is Potter with Baalav Imo and Geneva Vaveda, a Shoal is Potter on Baalav Imo with Geneva Vaveda. Problem is that doesn't follow. Because I can tell you, Mala Shomer Sachar Shekain Patur Bishvura Umeita. Maybe the reason that the Shomer Sachar is Potter on Geneva Vaveda when Baalav Imo is because the Torah was makel on him to be potter totally on onsin. Matenke in the Shoel, where the Torah was not makel on him to be potter by onsin, even though it pottered Baalav Imo by onsin, who's to say it was potter Baalav Imo beginning with Aveda, which is a much greater negligence than an ones, right? So you cannot now go back and learn out the Ptur of Baalav Imo from Shomer Sachar to Shoel. Gentlemen, I'm having a surprising lack of responsiveness to this fascinating subject this morning. The walking dead. In fact, they're not even walking. Do I have any volunteers for life? Jason, you're looking pretty good. Richie. Imagine. If it is nice jingle, I'm going to wake somebody up. Beautiful. What's the bird?
Yeah.
Commercial did okay. All right, and everybody seems to be back up and awake. Very good. All right, so now once again, we are stuck with the problem of how do we know that a Shoel would be Potter on Geneva Vaveda if Bava Bimo. We derived that the Shoel is Chayav on Geneva Vaveda because we made a Kava Koma from the Shoel. We derived that the Shoel is Potter on Geneva Vaveda if Bava Bimo because we learned it out from the Vav Moshi Palinyan Rishon from the Shoel. But how can we turn around and derive that the Shoel itself will be partial on the name of Avedev Balavimo, where the Shoel is generally treated more harshly than the Shoel Mitzakar is? And maybe he's not given off now this special dispensation of Balavimo for the name of Avedev. That's our question. Well, yeah, but you're not thinking straight, says the Gemara. I mean, look, the name of Avedev, the Shoel is Yuba. How do you know the cloud that the Shoel is Chayav on the name of Avedev? You know it. You learned it out from a Shomer Tzachet. Well, I got news for you. Anything that you learn out from a location is limited by the information that you put in at the beginning. And that's called dial. So you can't, what are you going to say now? I learned out the din of Geneva Vaveda from a Shomer Tzachet, but maybe the Shoel would be chayav even if Baala Vimo on Geneva Vaveda. Well, how could you say that? The very source that you learned it out from, which was a Shomer Tzachet, was Potter if Baala Vimo. So how could you possibly derive more information than was given to you in the first place to say that there would be a chiyuv on the Shoel on the Geneva Vaveda, even if Baal Avimo? So that we're learning out from Shomer Tzachet more than is true about a Shomer Tzachet, which is a logical impossibility. And therefore, we have now the problem, Dayo Lavo Min HaDin, Yoshi Nidon, Ma Geneva Vaveda B'Shomer Tzachet is Potter with Baal Avimo, Afi Neva Vaveda Shoel Nani, it's Potter the Baal Avimo. Well, what if you don't hold a dial? Now, the truth is, for example, there's nobody who doesn't hold a dial. There's only a Shita that says that being, as the Torah allows for Kava Chomer, if dial would be completely canceling the Kava Chomer, then dial doesn't apply because it's here for a reason. This is not one of those cases. Nonetheless, as Tosis points out, the Gemara will often ask on an assumption that had turned out to be not true elsewhere. So it used to be, before it became clear that Rabbi Tarfon only didn't hold a dial in a place where it was Mifrach the Kava Chomer, it was once held that Rabbi Tarfon didn't hold a dial at all. That was a misunderstanding. However, the Gemara will sometimes ask questions in order to clarify how we had a misunderstanding in the first place. So this is one of those questions. In the end, we could have answered, there is no such person as someone who doesn't hold a dial, even where it's not mafrach the Kava Chomer. But nonetheless, the Gemara wants to point out now, the rafkas of the Milsa just expand on the limudim over here, that the truth is we don't even need dial for this. So lamanda let's lay dial. Ma'ika lamema. Elar ma'akra. Vifki yisha. Let's go back to that passage. He overlooked something. The Vav works in both directions. It doesn't only allow you to learn out the Shomer Tzachet from the Shoel, it also allows you to learn the Shoel from the Shomer Tzachet. And therefore, the Vav is Motif on the Yan Rishon, V'yelamed Elyon V'tachton, V'tachton Mi'elyon. So now we learn out the upper case from the lower case, meaning the case of Shomer Tzachet. We learn out from the case of Shoel that there's a Ptur of Baal Avimo. We also learn out the din of the Shoel from the Shomer Tzachet, that the same din of Tony Tanat of the Neva Vaveda applies to the Shoel along with the same Ptur. So the Torah is telling us with the Vav, the two cases are similar. The Chiyuvim that exists on the Tzachet and the Pturim that on the Shomer Tzachet, the Pturim that exists on the Shomer Tzachet apply to the Shoel. Now, the one thing that we haven't addressed is whether we'd be willing to utilize the tour of Baalav Imo even on a Shomer Chinam who was Toshea. We started off with a Shoel who is chayev on Onsin. And we said, okay, on Onsin there the Torah told us the din of Baal Avima. How about on Geneva Vaveda? So we just established, even on Geneva Vaveda, the Torah told us that there's a Ptur of Baal Avima. But how about on an Ones? On a Pshia, in other words, a Shomer Chinam, who is only chayev in a case of Pshia, which is the first of the three parshiot. So we learned the second parsha from the third parsha, and the third parsha from the second parsha, because we learned the first parsha from the third parsha, which would mean that we'd be learning the Shomer Chinam, where the Torah says that he has to pay that Baalachimo lo yishalem. But if he had, at the same time that he had entered into the agreement of Shmira, he had asked the owner to do something for him, that there would be no chiyuv even if for gross negligence. Would you take it that far, the Ptur of Baal Avima? Kvigi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. There's a machlokes Rav Acha v'Ravina if we would go that far. Chad omar chayav v'chad omar patur. Mandi omar chayav. Kasav mikra nidrash l'fanav v'lo l'fnei fanav. The one who says that you would be chayav on Baal Avima on gross negligence is because he holds that the pasuk of the Vav only expresses the din backwards to one step. We have over here a series of parashia. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Tochen, Shoel. The last parashia is introduced with the Vav, the Chi Yishah. We know therefore that that means that the dinim that are expressed in the last parashia are meant to be applied also to the previous parashia. But is it to both previous parashias, for the entire series? Or is it only to the one linked directly by the Vav? That's a general machlokas. Do you go back one step, or do you go back to the beginning of a series? So over here, if you all go back to the beginning of a series in the drasha, although, by the way, Tosfos learns that not necessarily are all series the same. You can't ask for one on the other, that each one may have some other unique elements that need to be taken into consideration. But let's assume for a moment that this is overall a general question. So then if you hold that the series as a whole is defined by the Vav, then that means that the din of Baal Avimo goes back even to tell me what the din is of a Shomer Chinam. And the only thing it could be telling me about a Shomer Chinam is a Ptur on gross negligence, because that's the only place that the Shomer Chinam is chayev. And nonetheless, it would be saying, if Baal Avimo, it would be potter even as a Shomer Chinam for negligence. Whereas the Mandi Omar, who holds that the opposite is true. Let's just see that inside. So Mandi Omar Chayav Kesav Mikra Nirish Lefana V'lo Lefnei Fana. Yelkach Im Baal Avimo is not going back on Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Chinam Lotzi. Upshia Nami B'Shomer Socher B'Shoel Lotzi. There's no din of a Pshia being potter at all by a Shomer Socher or by a Shoel. Which means that we never have a configuration in which Baal Avimo addressed a case of Pshia, since it's not going back in Shomer Chinam. Therefore, Pshia would not be included to be Potter. So if a Shomer Socher or a Shoah were Pshia, then even though Baal Avimo, there would be Chai. Yilkach for Shomer Socher, for Shoah, L'chiyu, Asi v'kal v'chonim, Shomer Chinam. Therefore, we now know that Shomer Chinam is Chayav, despite the fact that Baal Avimo. So we'll learn out from that that a Shoel and a Shomer Socher would certainly be chayav, even though Baal Avimo on a Pshia. Apo b'baalim liftor, after Shomer Socher b'Shoel, because the case of im Baal Avimo would not be applying to the case of Pshia, my time, because kiktiv im Baal Avimo lo yishalem, the words im Baal Avimo lo yishalem that appear in the case of a Shomer Socher and on a Shoel is referring to Baal Avimo regarding the tiyuvim that are written in the pasuk there. Ahana tiyuvim dechtivu behedyu dechtivu, namely Geneva Vaveda and Shvura Umesa, but nothing about paying for Pshia, which is taken for granted when it comes to Shomer Socher and Shoel. And since it's taken for granted, and now it turns out that there's a chiyuv on a Pshia of a Shomer Chinam, despite the fact that Baal Avimo, we now know that so too would a Shomer Socher and a Shoel be chayav, even though Baal Avimo. This is very, very straightforward. So if you're having difficulty with it, it's because you're half asleep. This is child's play. Mandyama Potter, whereas the other Mandyama who says that even on Kshir you'd be Potter on Baalavimal, he holds Kasava Mikra Nidraksh Mithana Vilitraifana. But the Potter of Baalavimal goes all the way back to the beginning of the series. Beginning of the series of Shomakinam. The Shomakinam is only Chayav on Kshir, which tells you that Baalavimal Potter's even gross negligence. It's going all the way back now on the Shomakina. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, Hashoel et hapara, Shaal ba'alei ima, or Hashoel et hapara v'zachar ba'alei ima, or Shaal ba'alei first, or Scharan, and then Shaal et hapara. We have all of these cases, Umeitha, but now, you'll notice that the Tana very studiously avoided what the din is of a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar. All he talked about over here, what did he say? He just said all of the cases of She'ela. But he didn't say a word about the Shomer Chinam. Ela Shomer Chinam lo katani. Now why didn't he talk about a Shomer Chinam to tell me the din of Baal Avimo? I'll tell you why. Because there's no tour on a Shomer Chinam of Baal Avimo. So this proves from the Mishnah that Baal Avimo does not apply to Shomer Chinam. And it destroys the position of whoever it was, Rav Ach or Ravina, we don't know who said what, but destroys the position of the one who claims that the din of Baal Avimo applies even to Lipnei Panav, meaning even to the Shomer Chinam. That's a marvelous time. It doesn't prove anything. It doesn't say anything about Shomer Sachar either. But we're all agreed that Shomer Sachar is certainly included in the din of Baal Avimo, Shalem Yishalem, because we learned that out of the Vav. And nobody argued on that. So the Tanakh, Shomer Sachar, Mikatani, does it say Shomer Sachar here? No. Elokanim Yosevik Kiva Behad Yikatani. Yahasim Midrash Elokatani. Clearly, our Mishnah is interested in discussing those elements that appear in the Pasuk. The only place that Baal Avimo appears in the Pasuk is by the Shoel. But that doesn't mean that we're excluding the Shomer Chinam any more than it would imply we're excluding the Shomer Sachar. We know we're not excluding the Shomer Sachar. Huh? This is consistent with what we saw yesterday, that this parak opens with the drasha, which is why we want to darshan the dinim of all of the Arba Shomrim here and not in the previous parak where we brought it up. So that we're focusing on the psukim themselves here. Okay. I can't take much more. Okay, I lost me too. Okay, touch my. Let's see if we can bring more riots. The Brisa does mention a case of Shomer Sachar. And it says as follows. Sha'ala v'sha'al ba'alea ima. So far it's the same as the Mishnah. Sachra v'sachar ba'alea ima. That's not like our Mishnah. Because the Brisa now introduces a case in which someone has rented something. Someone is renting something, if that has been a Shomer Sachar. So now that means it's telling us a case of a Shomer Sachar as well, in which Baal Avimo was possible. Sachra v'sha'al Baal Avimo. Afa pisha Baalim osim. Melacha b'makom acher v'meisa patur. Even though the Baalim are working on some other thing, it goes ahead and dies, you're potter. Now, assuming, so Ruah Amani Rabbi Yudhi, the Omer Socher Kishomer Sachar Ban, if we assume that this is going according to Rabbi Yudhi, who holds that renting something is the same din as being a Shomer Sachar on it. Now, here we have a Tana who obviously doesn't shirk from discussing cases of Baal Avimo that do not appear to perish in the Pasuk. And nonetheless, he's avoided Shomer Chinam, which implies that Shomer Chinam does not have a Ptur of Baal Avimo, but only a Shoel and a Shomer Sachar. Because otherwise, why not tell me a bigger Kiddush? Why not tell me even the case of Shomer Chinam? Why only talk about a Shoel and a Sachar? Right? So it must be, we see from here, that Shomer Chinam and negligence is not included in the din of Baal Avimo. Says the Gemara, well, it would be a nice lie-up. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Meir, who holds that a soaker is a shomachina. And if a show, if he's a shomachina, then on the contrary, then the Tana over here is going all the way to shomachina and telling me that even a shomachina with gross negligence would be potter as balavimo, and leaves it to us to make the inference that obviously you are dimly shomachina. If we're willing to potter gross negligence, we're certainly willing to potter a shomachina from Geneva Vavim. Or, I mean, if you want to insist that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, remember that not everybody agreed on what the respective sheetahs of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are. So you could say that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and it was nonetheless kinamat with Rabbi Baragua. As we saw before, Rabbi reversed the sheetahs of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But Tony Soker case of Mishalim, the way he learns it was, that Rabbi Meir says that the Soker is Mishalim like a Shomer Soker, and Rabbi Yehuda says that he's Mishalim like a Shomer Kinam. So either way, the Braita could well be referring to a Shomer Kinam, either because it's going like Rabbi Meir, or because it's going like the same Shita, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, leave it a Rabbi. Now, Rabbi Muna now comes along, and he has a very unique approach to the Din of Baal Avimo. Rabbi Muna says, but lo olam hu chayav ad shetehe para v'choresh ba chamor v'chamer acharel. First of all, says Rabbi Muna, he says two things that contradict the assumptions we've made in Tumah. First of all, unless the Baalim were hired or requested by you to work alongside you, so let's say you borrow his para, the only time that you'd be potter with Baal Avimo is if you ask the owner, would you please help me plow with this part? So then the owner is part of the actual borrowing of the para. That's not called a complete borrow. So the owner is still here with it. That makes sense. But to say that if you ask the owner, please bring me a drink of water at the time that you're borrowing the para, that should have something to do with the para, is absurd, says Rabbi Muna. Therefore, there would be no din of ein Baal Avimo in that case. That's number one. The second thing that Rabbi Muna said, furthermore, furthermore, says Rabbi Muna, the situation is not defined by what the circumstances were at the moment of the She'elah, or the moment of the Sirut. They are defined by whether the Baalim was still with you at the time that the accident took place, or with the Shomer Soker at the time that the Geneva Vaveda took place. Again, because the idea over here is that you do not stand in locum Baalot, Baal, unless that Baal is not present. Okay. So, but if you weren't present, so then you were the one who now takes place the Baal, correct? No. That we know that it certainly has to be there Bishat She'ilah, but it has to continue on, says Rabbi Muna, until the actual time of the damage. So there's two things that Rabbi Muna contradicts the common wisdom here. Okay? Now we're going to see whether those things can stand. It's clear that Rabbi Muna holds that when the Torah says Ba'alav Imo, it's referring to all of the above. Ba'alav Imo for the Chinyish Al, and Ba'alav Imo for the Nishbarav Omeita. Right? All of the above, Ba'alav Imo lo yishale. But if it's only part of the above, then Ba'alav Imo nonetheless yishale. Most of Rava, Rava asks on this assumption. Sha'ala v'sha'al ba'alea ima. Sakhra v'sakhar ba'alea ima. Sakhra v'sha'al ba'alea ima. Sha'ala v'sakhar ba'alea ima. We just pad in the bright of the words. Even though the Baalim are working somewhere else, just mashma, even if they're just going to get you a drink of water, you would be potter. Okay, so how can Rav Nuna claim against this brisa that the Baalim would have to actually be working with you on the same Torah? From my love, the Malach HaKarek, when it says, even though the Baalim are working somewhere else, I mean, doesn't that mean somewhere else on something else, and nonetheless you'd be potter? No. Maybe what it means is, the Otan Malacha, they're working with you in the same Malacha. So what do you mean they're working in that? How can they work in a different place on the same halacha? It's very simple. The kamate va'azil kama, for instance. Let's say you're walking along with the parah, and you're now plowing. Now you ask the Bialim, do me a favor, the ground is very hard. Walk in front, and you chop on the ground as we go to make it a little easier for your parah to do the plowing. So that's still considered to be the same halacha, isn't it? But it's in a different place. So the Bryce is coming to say that even though the Bialim was not actually holding the parah, but as long as he's doing the same work together with you with the parah, then it would be pasur. And that's consistent with Rav Hanan. Rav Hanan was just saying he can't be involved in something else. He's not involved in something else. So the Gemara, but that doesn't make sense, because the seifa of this Bryce contrasts the case where the Bialim is working on the same halacha to this day. Because on the seifa al-gabah, the Sefer talks about a case where the owner is actually working on the parah itself. The Kani Sefer, if first you borrow the parah and then you request the Bialim's help, or if you rent it and then you pay the Bialim's help, then then even though the Baalim are doing the Chavisha, nonetheless you would be Chayev because you hired him after you already hired the Parah, right? So doesn't that mean that in the previous case we were talking about a case where you weren't working in the same Malacha, and that's part of the contrast of the Reisha and the Seifa? No, why do you have to say that? Maybe the Reisha and the Seifa are both referring to a case where in the broadest sense, it's both Tal Malacha. One is talking about where he's on the back of the parah, the other one is talking about where he's in front of the parah, knocking on the ground to loosen it. And each one is telling us a chiddush. The Reisha Rabbi Sikam Ashwa and the Sefer Rabbi Sikam Ashwa. The Reisha is telling us a chiddush, the Alpha Gav, the Lava Gaba. The Reisha is telling us that even though he's not mamish on the parah, he's in front of the parah, but since he's both Tal Malacha, he van da ave banu bishat shei la patur. Since the owner was present at the time of the Sheila, you would be fortunate. The Sefer is telling us the Chiddush that even though the Al-Gabah, even though he's literally working on the parah itself, even the Lo Hayu Baalim B'Shat Sheila, because he wasn't there at the time that you had originally borrowed it, you would be chayav. But both may be talking about both the same Malacha. Ah, nah, come on, I mean, hi, my. Yeah, but you're saying, all right, Reisha B'Malacha Acheret, the Sefer B'Otam Malacha. I mean, if you want to tell me that we're contrasting the extremes, so we're saying, in the Reisha, because of the fact that you hired the Bialim at the same moment that you hired the Parah, even though you hired the Bialim to be doing something else entirely, you would be Parah. And in the Sefer, even though you hired the Bialim to be doing exactly the thing you're doing with the Parah, but since you hired him after you hired the Parah, you would be fired. That's a nice price, huh? Telling us extremes of Kiddush in either case. But to make a case which contrasts Otam Malacha, and to pretend that, well, one of them is where you're actually on the Parah, and the other one is where you're in front of the Parah, and to make pretend that that's an issue when that's really not an issue, but bottom line is it's Otam Malacha. That doesn't make sense. It's artificial. And if anything, the Brisa seems very clearly to be contrasting working both Tal Malacha with working the Malacha Acheret. So therefore, as the Gemara, nonetheless, the self-self, the bottom line over here is that it would be a chiddush to tell me that if the Reisha, even if he's doing something else, you're fostering, and the Seifa, even if he's doing the same thing, you're chayav, fine. But he amit Reisha, the Seifa, both Tal Malacha and my Rabbi Yehuda. So what is really the meaning of that? What's the big kiddush of it? Nonetheless, and it's once you're going to tell me, once you're allowing for the fact that walking in front is still considered to be Tal Malacha, so then you're not contrasting anything by telling me when you're actually on the parah, because you're actually on the parah. It's still Otam Malacha. That's all. There's no point in contrasting it anymore. Having established that it's still called Otam Malacha, even though you're walking in front, what's the point of telling me? And even if you're on its back, who do I care where you are? You're doing Otam Malacha. You've already established that narration. What's the point of trying to contrast something in the face? It's like talking to kindergarten if you do that. When you're pretending that it makes a difference, you've already told us it doesn't make a difference. Therefore, I don't accept that shot. Furthermore, I have a fairish of right to not like them. And anyway, if you don't like my diet from here, Mio Tanya. It says in the Brisa, Mimashmash Ne'emar, Im Ba'alav Imo Lo Yishalem, Eini Yodea, She'im Ba'alav Ein Imo Shalem Yishalem. Look, I mean, what are we, stupid? The Torah says, Ba'alav Imo Lo Yishalem. It's pretty clear that if the Ba'alav is not Imo, then he does say. So, Elamata Meloma Ba'alav Ein Imo, why bother saying, therefore, that Ba'alav Ein Imo? Well, Mar Lecha, Haya Imo B'sha'at She'la, coming to tell me that if the Balaam was with him at the time of the She'ela, he does not need to be with him at the time of the Shvura Meita. Hayayimo b'shat Shvura Meita, but if the Balaam was there b'shat Shvura Meita, it doesn't help. Tzarich liyot imo b'shat She'ela. Now this attacks the other assumption of Rav Amnuna. The first assumption of Rav Amnuna, that has to be both Tabalacha, that I attacked from the first right. The second assumption of Rav Amnuna, that you need to be there at the time that the accident occurs, is attacked now by the second brisa against Rav Amnuna. And furthermore, Vatanya Irak is another brisa. Not that this other brisa, it's just a difference in how we're looking at it. It's saying the same thing. And tomorrow, I was planning on doing it today, but not to a group of zombies, but tomorrow we'll discuss what the difference is and why even verbally we're presenting it as if it's a different limud. Okay, but the other bride just says, starts from the other end. If the Torah says when the owner is not present, you have to pay, that makes it rather obvious that if the owner is present, you don't have to pay. Why then does it say in Ba'alav Imo that you don't have to pay? Lomar lecha, to teach me. That the moment that it leaves the reshut of the lender, together with the lender at that time, even though the lender subsequently was not involved at the time of the accident, he's still potter, which is not like Rav Amnuna, the yufta to Rav Amnuna, bang, the yufta, he's out of the water. Because now we got him on both ends. We got him on his assumption that it has to be Malacha, the Osa Malacha, which he doesn't have to be Osa Malacha. And we got him on the assumption that he needs to be present at the time of the accident. So Rav Amnuna finito. Tomorrow I'm going to explain to you the next piece tomorrow. But keep going, if I'm going to sit here and keep talking to you today. Oh, wait. Yes, thank you. Speaking of Matanah, Allah of your name. Today is,
I would have given you something.
Yes, you did. It's in my mail work, but I'm very grateful for it this time. We give, usually, every year, to Rav Shlomo Kaplan's Tzedakah Fund, where he has identified people that seriously need Tzedakah, rather than that pretend to need Tzedakah, which is a lovely thing to give for Matanot Lev Yomim. Now, I give him checks, blank checks in advance, both for people who keep for your dollar in case you're going out of town, and for people who keep for him to say, well, I'll give him two checks, so that you can give me money and I will let him know on Purim Gufa how much money he should take and give it out. And that way you know that it's given on Purim to the Amiyim that you would like to give it to. So this is your grand opportunity right now. Yes, you will have it tomorrow as well if you want to give it on Tetzvah. But the museum, of course, that's a heck of a way to get out of giving a hug. I'm going to go to the hospital. take out your hard-earned dollars, not cheap shilling. They got those hard-earned dollars. No dollars. These aren't hard-earned dollars. What is going on? Even Captain Ritchie is paying in local currency. Bad news. It's a really bad news.
When they put my
I'm assuming that anyone giving me money is for the 15th. You can still give me the loan. But read me my dreaming. My favorite zone is